مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Alhamdulillah, in which we speak about the blessed biography, the life of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. There are many virtues in sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He himself states that the one to send 1,000 salawat upon me, then he shall not leave this world. Daily you should send 1,000 salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the one who does this, that he shall not leave the world, he shall not die until he has seen his abode in Jannah. My dear viewers, let's make it a regular habit of ours to recite the root, to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, alhamdulillah, speaking about the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, previously we have discussed the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some incidents which transpired, which took place during the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because, mashallah, there's so much more to be said about the migration itself, inshallah, today we shall continue with this topic. Now, it's mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, along with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there were these. And along with them, there was Amir ibn Fuhayra radiallahu ta'ala anhu, freed slave of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as well as one more person. This was Abdullah ibn Urayqiz. He was the guide, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not take the famous path, the path which people would regularly take. No. Why? Because there was a price. A lot of people were searching for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. For this reason, they did not take the normal path, but they took a separate path in order to go towards Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Now remember, generally it takes 3 days for a horseman, for a quick horseman, it takes around about 3 days to travel to Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah or Makkah Al-Mukarramah to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. For example, Hazrat Ali Al-Murtada, inshallah, we shall learn today, it took him approximately only 3 days to travel between the two cities. But generally, it will take 5 or 6 days for a small group and 8, 9 to 10 days, my dear viewers, for a large group or a caravan. It took the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 days to travel from Al-Madinah when they opened Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah to Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah. It took them approximately 10 days. So it'll take from 3 to 10 days to travel this distance. But remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spent 3 days in Ghari Thawr. He then traveled, but he did not travel on the normal path, but a separate path. So for this reason, it took them quite longer, my dear viewers. It took some stay, about 2 weeks, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to arrive in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. On the way, we mentioned previously the story of Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha. It's also been mentioned, in fact, this hadith sharif is narrated in Sahih Al-Bukhari. It's mentioned about the companion, Hazrat Suraqa ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Initially, he was not a Muslim. He himself narrates and he says that I was once sitting with the rest of my qawm, with my people. I was once sitting with my tribesmen, the Banu Mudlij, my dear viewers. And he says that a man, he came to me, or one of the people from my tribe, he came to me and he said, Ya Suraqa, he said, O Suraqa, that inni qad ra'aytu anifan aswidatan bis-sahil, that he says, I have seen a group of people afar by the ocean, by the seaside, you can say, by the seashore. I saw a few people, and he says, uraha Muhammadan wa ashabahu, I think it is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, meaning the people he is traveling with. Now what does Suraqa say? Suraqa, he replies, he says, فَأَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُمْ هُمْ, he says, I was sure that it was them. Later when he accepts Islam, after the Battle of Hunain, is mentioned that he accepts Islam at Evivus, and then, mashallah, he does work for Islam, and it is he himself that narrates his Hadith Sharif. It said that he himself narrates, is telling the story, and he says that I saw them, I looked at them, and I saw that it really was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what does he reply to this person? فَقُلْتُ لَهُ إِنَّهُمْ لَيْسُ بِهِمْ, he says to that person, no, this is not them, this is not Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is not Muhammad and his companions sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum. وَلَكِنَّكَ رَأَيْتَ فَلْعَانًا وَفَلْعَانًا إِنْطَلَقُوا بِأَعْيُنِنَا, he says, no, this is not Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his people, but you have seen such and such person. For example, you have seen Zayd and his people, who they left in front of us, and they said that they were going out, and they were going to travel to such and such place, Malibius. So he lied. But what was the reason he lied? He said, this is not those people. And then what happened? Then he remains amongst them. He says that, and then I remained sitting with the people, and for a short while, and then I quickly got up and I left. And where does he go? He goes to his own house. He tells the slave girl to prepare his horse, to take his weapons, and he wishes to go and capture Mazallah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his own. Why? Greed, my dear viewers. Because if they were to recognize the Prophet ﷺ, that this is Rasulullah ﷺ and the companions, then they would all go out, and he had to share the camels or the reward amongst each and every single one of them. But greed, my dear viewers of Mother Inshallah, he was greedy. So what did he do? He said, no, this is not them. He lied to them. He said, no, this is not them. And then after a while, he waited, and then he secretly went home, and he prepared his things to Mazallah go and capture Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then he says that the nautu minhum, he says that he approached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, and it's beautiful, mashallah, the way he mentioned it. He says that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was walking back and forth, or he was moving quickly back and forth, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking calmly, and he was only looking forward. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking calmly, he was only looking forward, and he was reciting the glorious Quran. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, he was going back, he was coming forth, he was coming, you know, from one side to another side, he was worried, he was looking around. This is how he met them, this is how he saw them. Why Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, throughout the entire journey, he was worried about the safety of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That he was worried, I must protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always calm, always, really, subhanallah. Even in the cave, he was calm. Wherever he was calm. Why? Tawakkul ala Allah. He had trust in Allah subhanahu wa taala. When it was the time to make his own preparations, he made his own preparations. He prepared the camel. He purchased the camel with his own money. He sent the camel away with this same Abdullah ibn Awrayqid, whilst were in the Ghari Thawr. He did his preparations by hiding within the Ghari Thawr. He did his job, my dear viewers. But the rest, he had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is true trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not take the normal route. He took a separate route, a hidden route, my dear viewers. He did his part, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, he had tawakkul ala Allah. So for this reason, he was calm. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calm, and he was, why? Because he did his part. The rest is on Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them arrive safely. This is a lesson to us, that we must do our part, but then do not worry. Do not worry, my dear viewers. As long as you've done your part, you've done it correctly, then have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, as we will see in this great story, my dear viewers, this great incident, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps them. He says that I was riding on my horse very, very quickly. I was rushing towards them. He had his spear out, my dear viewers. He had his bow and his arrows. He had his sword. And he says that I got so close that I could hear the qira'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as well as the qira'at, he says that I continued to rush closer. But then what happened? Suddenly, fa'atharat bi farasi. That his horse suddenly fell. And he was fakharartu. He says he was flung off. He fell off his horse. Allahu Akbar. He falls off his horse. What does he do? Now he's in two minds. This is strange. It's not normal for anybody to fall off their horse. Never mind he himself. It's not normal for him to fall off his horse. It's not normal for his horse to throw him off or to fall in this manner. He was a brilliant rider, a horse rider. So what does he do? Now he is unsure. He thinks, what could be the reason to this? And he said that Islam, it's mentioned that Islam is basically when you drop the arrows, you place or you possibly throw them at random and see how the arrows have fallen, in which position they are. And they would take this as a sign that if it was supposed to be in such a position, then that's a good sign. Yes, I should continue. But if it was to land in another way, in a different way, then this would mean that no, he's not to continue, but he's to stop. And he is to return back home. So when he threw these arrows, the answer he was given was that he was supposed to stop and return back home. But due to his greed, he did not listen and he continued. So again, he continues on this journey, my dear viewers. He is becoming even closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then what happens the next time? The horse's legs sink into the ground. Its legs sink into the ground. And again the horse throws him off. So he falls again for a second time. Subhanallah. And then when this happens for a second time, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, then he himself stands up. He tries to lift his horse. And then again for a third time. But the third time, the horse falls even deeper. It sinks even deeper within the ground. All the way up until it's mentioned that nearly the entire legs of his horse fall into the ground. And then what happens then? He's really confused. And it's said that what does he do? Now he changes his mind. He says, فَنَادَيْتُهُمْ بِالْأَمَانِ فَوَقَفُوا. He says, this time, I call out to them. He was going to Mazullah, he was attempting to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then bring him back for the reward. This was the intention he set out with. He is hunting the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He goes out with this intention, my dear viewers. But now, after having fallen once, twice, thrice, it is the other way around. He calls out to them, bil aman, for peace. Ya Rasulullah, grant me safety. Ya Rasulullah, grant me peace. Why? He says, because I knew that the message of this person would spread throughout the entire world. I knew this. So I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to grant me asylum, to grant me peace. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the ones who were with them, they all stopped. And then he says, they allowed me to come to them. So I approached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I also approached them. And then what happens? He says that I approached them, and having approached them, that I told them this was the reason I came, or this is what's happening. The people have placed a 100 camel price on your head, etc., etc. I offered them if they wished to have any food, but they already had food with them. They didn't take any food from me. So then they left this person, but he says, He says, I wish فَكَتَبَ فِي رُقْعَةٍ مِّنْ أَدِينٍ. He says, I asked them that please give me peace. They gave me it. But I said, please write it down on a parchment. So then this Amir ibn Fuhayra, the slave of Abu Bakr Siddiq, he writes it for him. That we give you asylum or we grant you peace. Meaning you will not be harmed by us, you'll never be hurt by us. And later, before conquering Ta'if, Madhivi was when the Muslims went towards Hunayn and they found this person. What did he do? He took out this same note, Suraqah. Suraqah ibn Malik, he took out the same note and he showed it to the people. And he said, look, I have been granted peace by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And then he went. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that, O Suraqah, how would it be for you to wear the chains of the Ibn Hurmuz, of the great Khosrow, the Kisra himself, the great Khosrow of Persia? So he replies, the Khosrow, the Kisra, Ibn Hurmuz, the son of Hurmuz, that great leader of the entire Persian Empire, I will be wearing his jewelry? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said yes. And it's mentioned that during the time of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during this time when the battle took place and the Persian Empire, the Sassanids, when they fell many views of Madinah, then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all of the war booty was given and brought before Hazrat Umar, and then they remembered this hadith sharif of Suraqah, about the incident of Suraqah and how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had promised him these bracelets or this jewelry. So then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself with his own hands placed this on Suraqah, and then he ordered him to travel around Al-Makkah al-Mukarramah to show the people that what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had promised, it was given to Suraqah. It's mentioned that Suraqah, later he passed away in the year 24, my dear viewers, during the Khilafat of the early years of Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this incident, subhanAllah, a beautiful incident of Suraqah, this then took place, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued his journey. Now before the actual arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, a few things which are mentioned in the seer, in the books of the biographies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Hazrat Zubair on the way. I'm not aware of which Zubair this is. It just mentions Laqiy Zubair, that he met Hazrat Zubair. And Hazrat Zubair was coming from a caravan from Syria, my dear viewers, and he gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a gown, a white beautiful gown, and it's also mentioned in other narrations, we understand that he also gave one to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is one incident. Another incident, which is a beautiful incident, is that of Hazrat Buraida Aslami. Hazrat Buraida Aslami, he also heard that there is a price on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever brings him back. So he traveled with 70 of his tribesmen. 70 of them went out in search for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. When they found the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then as soon as he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mind completely changed. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked him some questions. He said, first, man anta? He replied, ana Buraida. My name is Buraida. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, which tribe are you from? So the place he's from is Aslam. He's known as Buraida Aslami. Which tribe are you from? He says, I'm from the Banu Saham. He was from the Banu Saham tribe. And just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking to him, and with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically Buraida Aslami, who came out to mazala attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to capture Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted Islam. He accepted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be a true messenger. And then what's mentioned is beautiful. He says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. He testifies, wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He says, I bear witness there is no God other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the Messenger of Allah. فَأَسْلَمَ بُرَيْدَ وَأَسْلَمَ مَنْ كَانَ مَعَهُ جَمِيعًا. Burayda, he himself accepts Islam, and everybody who was with him, all 70 people, they also accepted Islam. He says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not enter Medina except with us. Allow us to welcome you to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. So what do they do? They welcome the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Al-Madinah. How did they welcome him? They go off, and the spears, the lances they had with them, they took these out. They took off, now it was general for Muslims, non-Muslims, whoever may have been, for the Quraysh generally, or the Arabs generally, they would wear their imamah. So they themselves, together, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, they would take off their imamah, whatever they were wearing, and they would use the imamah cloth to hang on top of the spear. So then this would look like a flag. So you have the pole, or you have the spear, as well as the imamah, the cloth. This then made into a flag. And it said that holding these up, they invited Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. This is how they welcomed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Now my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he then enters first before, nowadays if you travel to Al-Madinatul Munawwara, you will realize that there is a masjid that everybody visits known as Masjid Quba. And this is within the city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara itself. But in them days, my dear viewers, Quba was outside Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. So it was like a little village or a small place which is part of the greater Al-Madinah Sharif, but generally it was separate from Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first arrived at Quba, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. And they stayed at a very, very old person's house, and it's mentioned that this person's name was Kulthum. So this Kulthum is also used for a male, as a male name, if it was. The Prophet ﷺ spent his life, his nights, it's mentioned approximately 40 nights, some state that only 1 week. That he only spent 1 week from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday it is known that the Prophet ﷺ left from Masjid Quba. But it said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states in regards to Masjid Quba that that person who purifies himself at home and then he comes towards Masjid Quba, he recites salat in Masjid Quba, then it is as if he has gained the reward of the Umrah. Similarly, it is mentioned by Imam Bukhari, others also, that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come and visit Quba Sharif from Al-Madinatul Munawwara each and every single Saturday. That every Saturday, whenever it was possible, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go and visit this Masjid Al-Quba. And this is the first Masjid of Islam. Yes. It's not the first one to be entirely built, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself placed the first stone for this Masjid Quba. So immediately, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam built a masjid. Man bana lillahi masjidan bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah. That individual who builds a masjid in the world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall build a house for him in Jannah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. So these are some blessings of visiting Masjid Quba. Nowadays, Masjid Quba comes within the city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first came to Masjid Quba, and about this masjid and about the people, in fact, they are also, you know, in fact, the masjid itself is mentioned within the glorious Quran, that it was the first masjid to be built, was founded upon taqwa, is mentioned. That it is awwalu bayt. It is the first house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we mean by the first house? We are referring to the first masjid within Islam. There was the Al-Ka'ba al-Mashrafa, that's the masjid. There is Masjid al-Aqsa, yes, that's the masjid. But these are from the previous prophets. So the first masjid in Islam is Masjid Quba, where the Prophet ﷺ stayed, remained before entering Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, and then Madinah of Madinah Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he then comes towards Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. And when he enters Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, he said that all of the people, they come out to welcome Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Quba on a Friday. So on the way towards Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, because it's Friday, the time of Jummah Salah begins. And as it is the time of Jummah prayer had been established. The Jummah itself was now mandatory, my dear viewers. So the Prophet ﷺ prayed this Jummah prayer between Quba and Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara itself. And he said that there were approximately 100 people with Rasulullah ﷺ. Now for those that do travel to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, they may see that there is a masjid known as just outside Masjid Nabawi Sharif, not far whatsoever, not very far, in walking distance, known as Masjid Jum'ah. This is the name of the masjid. And the reason this is called Masjid Jum'ah is because the first Jum'ah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prayed, he prayed approximately 500 or so throughout his life, my dear viewers, or 520 or so. That the first Jum'ah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed was in this place. For this reason, that masjid was later built and it was called Masjid Jum'ah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he comes towards Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, and he said that everybody rushes outside of the houses, and each and every single day they were coming out of the houses. Each and every single day they were leaving the houses to welcome Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's mentioned that everybody had gathered around, that there was a follower of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that there was in fact a Jewish rabbi who later accepted Islam. His name is Abdullah ibn Salam. He also narrates the first hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam in or from the Madini era, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam had arrived in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. But these, inshallah, we shall be explaining in our next episode, the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Inshallah, join us for our next episode and we shall hear about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived. Upon arriving, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? What were the first actions which took place as soon as he arrived in this new city? How did this city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara affects the companions, my dear viewers? It was known as Yathrib initially, but then became known, and even up until now, as Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. That's all for now. Inshallah, in the next episode, we shall hear more about the life, the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.